Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 20, Number 1, Winter 2020. Holiday Closings, December 24th through 25th, Christmas, December 31st through January 1st, New Year's Day, January 13th, Inauguration Day, January 20th, Martin L. King Day. Machine Shortage. TBBL has a new policy for issuing replacement players. If you need a new player, you must first return your old player. Digital players are in short supply, so we must repair and reuse older players so that new patrons may participate. Also, for barred mobile users, if you are not using the player issued to you when you first started the service, please return it so that others may use it. We appreciate your cooperation and know you value this library service. Call your reader advisor if you need instructions on how to return the player. No postage is necessary. 2020 Braille Calendars. TBBL will not be mailing Braille calendars this year. We received word from American Action Fund that they no longer supply large quantities of the calendar to organizations, but will mail an individual a calendar. To order, call 410-659-9315 to request your copy. Important information about BARD. Recent changes to BARD by NLS may affect your BARD account if you do not download books often. To increase security, NLS will now be making accounts inactive after 180 days of non-use. In order to keep the account active, patrons must download a book every 6 months. If your account becomes inactive and you wish to reactivate it, contact TBBL at 800-543-4702 or 225-342-0035 or email at tbbl@state.lib.la.us. NFBL 2020 Conference. Mark your calendars for the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana Conference, which will be held March 13th through 15th at the Crown Plaza Hotel, 4728 Constitution Avenue, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. For more information, contact Pamela Allen at 800-234-4166. The 2020 Census is accessible for everyone. It is not too early to start thinking about the 2020 Census. This coming April 1st is Census Day. As required by the Constitution, the Census has been conducted every 10 years since 1790. Census results play a large part in determining how government entities allocate hundreds of billions of dollars each year for services that communities rely on. But certain groups of people historically have been undercounted in the census. We want to make sure that the people NLS and its network library serve, people who are blind or visually impaired, or who have a disability that makes reading regular print difficult, are aware of and participate in the 2020 census. On March 12th, the Census Bureau will mail households an invitation to respond to the census. For the first time, households will have 3 ways to respond: online, by calling a toll-free number, or by mail. For more information, visit https://www.census.gov/library/fact-sheets/2019/DEC/2020-census-accessible.html. Celebrating Black History. State Library of Louisiana's Black History Month celebration will feature an Ernest J. Gaines tribute with poets, authors, and others who will read favorite passages from Gaines' work. The event takes place at the State Library of Louisiana in the Seminar Center on Wednesday, February 19th from noon till 1:30 p.m. Black History Month Bibliography. DB 88904, The Original Black Elite, Daniel Murray and the Story of a Forgotten Era, by Elizabeth Dowling Taylor. A historian chronicles the life of Daniel Murray, 1851 through 1925, a descendant of slaves. Daniel rose to become assistant librarian at the Library of Congress. Discusses the course of Murray's life as it reflected the fortunes and declines of African Americans in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, 2017. DB 87986, Thursday Night Lights, The Story of Black High School Football in Texas by Michael Hurd. Historian chronicles African American high school football in Texas, in particular, the Prairie View Interscholastic League. During the decades of segregation in the state, the PVIL nurtured the talent of countless players, many of whom went on to successful NFL careers, 2017. DB 88573, Thunder at the Gates, The Black Civil War Regiments That Redeemed America by Douglas R. Egerton. An account of the 54th and 55th Massachusetts Infantry and the 5th Massachusetts Cavalry Regiments, which, though led by white officers, were composed of black men, discusses the importance of these regiments for both the Civil War and the battles being fought on the field of public opinion. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2016. DB 80742. Slavery's Exiles, The Story of the American Maroons by Sylvian A. Diouf, author of Dreams of Africa and Alabama, DB 68627, examines the culture created by escaped slaves and their descendants in rural and hidden places of the American South, compares different locales and relates the stories of both individuals and groups, some violence and some strong language, 2014. DB 82886, One Righteous Man, Samuel Battle and the Shattering of the Color Line in New York by Arthur Brown. Pulitzer Prize winner describes the life and career of the first African American New York Police Department officer, Samuel Battle, 1883 through 1966. Using an unpublished autobiography co-authored by Langston Hughes as source, discusses Battle's trials, tribulations, and joys, including mentoring the first African-American member of the Fire Department of New York, 2015. DB 81003, The Bill of the Century, The Epic Battle for the Civil Rights Act by Clay Risen. Details the development and passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Chronicles the attempts from the end of World War II through the presidencies of Kennedy and Johnson in the 1960s to pass legislation to address discrimination against black Americans, 2014. DB 80005, Slave Narratives of the Underground Railroad by Christine Rudisill. 31 contemporaneous first-hand accounts of men and women who escaped from slavery during the mid-19th century includes narratives by Frederick Douglass, 1818 through 1895, Sojourner Truth, 1797 through 1883, and Harriet Tubman, 1822 through 1913, Some Violence. DB 80793, Gateway to Freedom, The Hidden History of the Underground Railroad by Eric Fauner. Historian explores primary sources to revisit this largely mysterious aspect of the history of American slavery, including detailed records of slave escapes kept by one of the Underground Railroad's organizers, introduces many largely unknown figures, and discusses the controversy surrounding the sectional crisis of the 1850s, 2015. DB 84186, Defender, How the Legendary Black Newspaper Changed America, From the Age of the Pullman Porters to the Age of Obama, by Ethan Michaeli. Former editor and reporter for the Chicago Defender examines the history of the publication, which was founded in 1905 and spoke out on many race issues in the 20th century. Its writers across the decades include Ida B. Wells, Langston Hughes, and Martin Luther King, Jr., 2016. DB 80879, Blackballed, The Black Vote and U.S. Democracy, by Daryl Pinkney. A meditation on a century and a half of participation by African Americans in U.S. electoral politics. Pinkney investigates the struggle for black voting rights from Reconstruction through the Civil Rights Movement to Barack Obama's two presidential campaigns, includes the essay What Black Means Now, 2014. New title for Book Talks. Our Book Talks winter book selection will be DB 88903, Magpie Murders, by Anthony Horowitz. While reading the manuscript for the latest entry in mystery writer Alan Conway's detective series, Susan Ryland, head of fiction at Cloverleaf Books, learns that Conway has died. Suspicious, she begins investigating his death and looks to his book for clues. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelican.state.lib.la.us/mailman/listinfo/tbbl/booktalks and create an account by entering your name. Make sure to put your name so we can verify you, email address, and make up a password, or as always, you can call your reader advisor. Hope you join in the discussion. Winter Book Recommendations 2020. DB 71970, Fall of Giants, by Ken Foley. A saga of five interrelated families in the early 20th century. Welshman Billy Williams enters the coal mines. British lady Maud Fitzherbert falls for German spy Walter von Ulrich. Russians Grigory and Lev Peshkov endure revolution, and American Gus Dewar becomes a diplomat. DB 87310, The Bear and the Nightingale, by Catherine Arden. In 14th century Russia, young Vasilisa Petrovna can see and talk to the ancient spirits of the house and the forest. When her stepmother and a new village priest speak out against the old ways, angering the spirits, only Vasilisa can save her people. DB 75862, The Snow Child, by Eowyn Ivey. Still grieving over their stillborn child, middle-aged couple Mabel and Jack left a comfortable Pennsylvania life in 1918 to homestead in Alaska. 2 years later, after building a snow child, they see glimpses of a young girl who appears to live in the woods. DB 72388, Christmas Eve at Friday Harbor, by Lisa Kleypas. In San Juan Island, Washington, bachelor Mark Nolan has custody of his late sister's 6-year-old daughter, Holly, who hasn't spoken since her mother's death. But Holly opens up for toy store owner Maggie Conroy, a young widow who yearns for companionship, and the three slowly bond. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. NFB Scholarships 2020. To recognize the achievements of blind scholars, the National Federation of the Blind annually offers blind college students the opportunity to win one of 17 merit-based national-level scholarships worth $3,000 to $12,000. The application deadline is March 31, 2020. All scholarships are awarded based on academic excellence, community service, and leadership. Each winner will receive assistance to attend the 2020 National Federation of the Blind Annual Convention in Houston, Texas, July 14th through July 19th. For more information on eligibility, contact Chairperson Katie Mendez at scholarships@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314, extension 2415. Applications can be submitted online at www.nfb.org/programs-services. NFBL Scholarships. Each year at its state convention, the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana, NFBL, awards scholarships to recognize the achievements of blind scholars in Louisiana. The four scholarships range from $750 to $1,500. All applications must be in the committee chairperson's office no later than March 15, 2020. For more information and to receive an application, contact Eric Guillory, Chairperson, NFBL Scholarship Committee, 101 South Trenton Street, Ruston, Louisiana, 71270, phone 800-234-4166, email eguillory@louisianacenter.org. LSDVI Kinder Camp on March 21st. Kinder Camp is designed for families of 3 to 6-year-olds who are visually impaired, blind, and will be transitioning into pre-K and school-age programs. Parents get first-hand information on what to expect about IEPs, accommodations, and their child's developmental needs as they prepare for school. It also allows parents to network with other families. For more information, contact Outreach Coordinator Blanche Falk at 225-757-3489 or email bfaulk@lsdvi.org. Black History Month titles. Grades preschool through grade 2. BR22806DB96654, Amazing Scientist by Julia Finley Mosca. BR10495DBC6369, Boundless Grace by Mary Hoffman. Grades 3 through 6, BR20541DB80026, LP25802, Brown Girl Dreaming by Jacqueline Woodson, DB54652, LP25531, Gloria Rising by Anne Cameron, BR20808, DB81470, 28 Days, Moments in Black History That Changed the World by Charles R. Smith, BR18490, DB69346, A Good Night for Ghost by Mary Pope Osborne. Grades 5 through 8, BR12592, DB49311, LP17998, Bud Not a Buddy by Christopher Paul Curtis, DB88128, LP25965, Clayton Bird Goes Underground by Rita Williams Garcia, BR21728, DB4720, LP25964, As Brave as You by Jason Reynolds, BR18681, DB68732, Claudette Colvin, Twice Toward Justice by Philip M. Hughes. Grades 6 through 9 and Young Adult, DB68396, DB88726, LP23229, LP24235, LP25973, Seeds of America Trilogy by Laurie Hulse Anderson, BRC00625, DB68439, DBC15774, Diamond in the Shadow by Carolina B. Cooney, BR22286, DB91181, Facing Frederick, The Life of Frederick Douglass, A Monumental American Man by Tanya Bolden. There is still time to vote. The 2020 Louisiana Young Readers Choice Program is a reading enrichment program of the Louisiana Center for the Book in the State Library of Louisiana. To vote, students must have read 3 titles in their grade category. To cast your vote, call 800-543-4702 before March 1, 2020. TBBL has copies of these LYRC titles in Braille, BR, Digital Audiobook, DB, and Large Print Formats, LP. TBBL has these LYRC and LTRC titles. Grades 3 through 5, DB 88663, A Boy Called Bat by Ilana K. Arnold, BR 22031, DB 90685, Crown, An Ode to the Fresh by Derek D. Barnes, DB 87431, Jake the Fake Keeps It Real by Craig Robinson, DB 87948, Lemons by Melissa Savage, DB 88575, The Door in the Alley, The Explorers by Adrian Kress, DB 94847, Wedgie and Gizmo by Suzanne Selfors, DB 89315, Wish Tree by Catherine Applegate, Grades 5 through 8, DB 94963, All's Fair in Middle School by Victoria Jameson, DB 88054, Beyond the Bright Sea by Lauren Wolk, DB 88128, LP 25965, Clayton Bird Goes Underground by Rita Williams Garcia, DB 88908, Forget Me Not by Ellie Terry, DB 91203, DBC 12771, Frog Kisser by Garth Nix, DB 89519, Greetings from Witness Protection by Jake Burt, BR 22120, DB 89430, Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus by Dusty Bowling, DB 88711, Refugee by Alan Gratz, BR 22132, DB 89272, Slider by Pete Hauptman, DB 85595, The Red Bandana by Tom Rinaldi, Young Adult, BR 22221, DB 89757, The 57th Bus by Daska Slater, DB 90417, An Enchantment of Ravens by Margaret Rogerson, DB 87420, Goodbye Days by Jeff Zentner, BR 21874, DB 87441, DB 87967, Spanish, The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas, DB 89688, Long Way Down by Jason Reynolds, BR 22279, DB 89665, Nixia by Scott Rankin, DB 88357, One of Us is Lying by Karen M. McManus, DB 89192, Warcross by Marie Lou, DB 89350, You Bring the Distant Near by Metallie Perkins. Summer Reading Wrap-Up. The theme for both the children's and teens' 2019 programs was A Universe of Stories, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing and all things space. Congratulations to our 89 participants who completed the summer reading program. This year, 100% of the teen participants completed the program. The last time all participants in a reading group finished reaching their summer reading goals occurred in 2008. Everyone who completed the program received a T-shirt and other space-themed prizes. Many thanks to the Jones Foundation for providing the summer reading program T-shirts and prizes. Support TBBL's Friends Organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contribution: Ruth Bruns, Jane Wheelahan. In memory of Mrs. Lelia Elizabeth McManus Fontenot, Castle DuBose and McCullough, PLLC, Linda Dalfriers, Mrs. Shelley Harrison and family, Mr. Douglas Longman, Jim and Karen McManus and family, Mr. and Mrs. Oscar Dennison, Richard Wilson, Becky Lauren Stewart, Mr. and Mrs. Stephen J. Watkins. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL's Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Caruth Jones, Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library Address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone numbers: Baton Rouge, 225-342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax, 225-342-6817. Special Services: Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Service, 800-453-4293. Email tbbl@state.lib.la.us, tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services: audiobooks and magazines, Braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.